This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Life comes at you fast. Ravens have two more preseason games, and then it gets kicked off for real. Let's talk some football now as we head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network, IA Hall of Famer, joins us. And Cynthia, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So anything stand out to you? Ravens beat the Colts Thursday night. Anything stand out to you from the Ravens on Thursday?
I mean, I'm not going to pretend that the preseason game tells me much, but I will say watching kind of the flow of, you know, a lot of times the things that you look for are like weird penalties, not normal penalties, and a normal preseason penalty would be like a false start or illegal formation or something normal. There were none, right? Like there's nothing crazy, nothing like it was boring. And I say that in a good way, right? You want things to be pretty boring.
How much this time of year do you have to remind yourself that, like, okay, this isn't, like, really, really real? You know, because we've had no football forever, and now we're getting these weekends of inventory of it, and it's hard not to pay attention to it. And it involves players who you know are going to play key roles in games that matter. But there is so much about this that doesn't translate to the regular season. Like, how do you even apply it to your models for players? And I'm guessing you don't really apply it for teams en masse, right?
No, I mean, there's some things that will, that like for the Ravens, it's cool to see that the kicker is great. Like,
great.
Like, I don't mean to like downplay any of it, cause it's so exciting to be back. And if you get a chance to go to a preseason game, it's affordable. You can eat the great food. Like, I actually love preseason games cause I love the stories for position battles. I do really enjoy them. It's just not the same, you know. It's not about like, this is a little less about like, you know, has fewer direct implications on who's going to win the Super Bowl
right.
than other things. But you know, most teams have about 37 of their roster spots kind of solidified, so it's the very back end of your roster that you're really looking at, some teams more than others. But you know, I'm looking at new wrinkles and folds that might be added. I'm curious, now that Dean Pease is gone, how does the transition with a few new, like, kind of maybe procedures on the mm-hmm. defense, stuff like that. I find that stuff to be fascinating, and like, who looks very uncomfortable on the sideline. I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes that's a good, like, you harken back to that end of the season. You're like, yeah, they haven't looked comfortable since preseason. Like, that could be interesting. I love watching O-lines play, and like, you know, when the ones for teams go, it's good to see kind of, okay, this receiver seems to be moving up the depth chart or not, whatever. Like, but there's really not a lot to glean off of it except for some of those position battles that do become key, because we know that the rotation of the roster really does matter, especially later in the season. So communication, no weird stuff, no injuries, thank God. You know, we'll put our hands together, and I don't want anyone on any team to get injured. So, you know, those types of things are really what I'm looking for most.
Cynthia, we were just talking prior to the break about this loaded Ravens secondary. Just how much fun could Zach Orr have with this group, considering how deep it is, how talented it is? You have multiple guys that can play inside. And we brought up the possibility, in a lot of packages, could you see an extra DB on the field alongside Roquan Smith instead of a traditional inside linebacker?
Absolutely. I mean, and I think you will sometimes and you won't sometimes. And then if we've seen something halfway through the season, it could look a little different then too, because depth, especially in the secondary, is rare. And it's funny because, you know, you see, you know, wide receivers getting paid more than defensive backs, right? More than corners. And it's almost funny because the scarcity rules are sort of backwards on that. There are fewer excellent corners than there are really, really productive wide receivers. So I think the math is wrong on that. And that's where, of course, the Ravens, who are impeccable with the way that they have handled and do handle their cap, no wonder they have these assets that other teams are very light on, because they saw an area in the marketplace where they're buying stocks at a lower price than other people, and they'll be able to sell them higher. It's just the Ravens yet again being brilliant.
Talking with Cynthia Freeland, Inside Access here on The Fan. Cynthia, let's go around the NFL. And Matthew Stafford with the Rams. The Rams, I would think, consider themselves a Super Bowl contender, but they need their quarterback. He is yet to practice. They seem to continue to say there's nothing to see here. Are you getting concerned about Stafford?
Heck yes. I love Matthew Stafford. I think he's probably the most underrated current quarterback playing. But Father Time being undefeated is an annoying statement, but it's also true. And when you're starting to be not the youngest cat on the field and your back hurts before it starts, no matter what the direct terminology or, you know, I'm not a doctor, I don't diagnose things like that, but I, you know, discs in spines, that usually doesn't end well, right? Like, so I'm starting to get concerned for sure, because a lot of the things we saw last season were, as soon as they had some O-line issues, especially early last season, it was a lot of Matthew Stafford taking some big hits. And if your back hurts and you then get hit big, doesn't feel like that ends well. It's not a story that we want to hear.
Again, same caveat I just issued. I'm trying not to get carried away with August football. However, I came into the offseason with a predilection that the Giants and Jets defenses might be pretty ferocious, and the Giants might be as deep of a defensive front as we have in the league, and it might be pretty multiple and it might be pretty menacing, and then Aaron Glenn would get the Jets back to a level they were at a couple years ago. And again, small sample size, but I was impressed by both. Do you have any thoughts on those teams maybe being more respectable this year than we've become accustomed to?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The problem that the Giants have in their division, yes, not just quarterback, but also outside, Malik Nabers is not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and I like the run game, but I don't love their run game. And I don't know about their O-line. And sometimes when you have three mid quarterbacks, you have none.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's very hard, especially because the Eagles, you know, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Commanders, they've gotten considerably mm-hmm. better as well. It doesn't seem like they're taking their foot off the gas. And as much as, like, the Cowboys, we talk about them way too much in August, they always have those games where they just, like, kill someone. It's just yeah. weird. So if Dak Prescott's healthy, Dak Prescott and those Cowboys could be, even though Micah Parsons is, like, this distraction that won't go away. But, like, you know, I don't think that's an – they're not in an easy spot when you don't have – a lot, you know, something to be really excited about the quarterback position. And by the way, the Jets, I think the Jets are going to be better, but I think the Patriots probably end up surpassing them, and it's the Bills to lose.
All eyes were on Shedeur Sanders in his preseason debut last week. Cynthia, what did you think of Shedeur in his start?
Put him in the Hall of Fame. You know, it's nice to see people succeed. Like, I think the Shedeur Sanders, like the pendulum swings way too far no matter what.
Yeah.
He's awful. He's wonderful. He's great. He's a Hall of Famer. He's garbage. Like, it's just too much. You know, he's a rookie. This is a great start. He did exactly what was asked of him. They have a ton of injuries to their quarterback room. The Browns have a lot of question marks, really, besides, you know, Myles Garrett. Like, other than that, I think there's a lot of question marks on all around. Mm-hmm. So as much as it was a promising start, and as much as Shedeur is doing the only thing Shedeur can do to, like, you know, all he can do is play well. He can't do anything else. So let's not give him crazy expectations, but let's also not think he's garbage. Like, let's just be like, hey, he had a really good start. He could find himself as a starter of this for whatever reason. Doesn't matter. He could find himself starting games. He could find himself playing games. All he can do is play himself into playing more games. Like, let's not, like, hate him, love it. Like, he's polarizing. And let's just, like, relax, like, temper those expectations. I don't want to be in that division. Like, you're still playing in the AFC North, like, no matter what.
Cynthia, let's get to the Cowboys. And I think probably the last time we had you on, I got your thoughts on Micah Parsons. And it seems like they're not any closer. And as a matter of fact, they might be further apart than they were since we last spoke. Just your thoughts on the way the Cowboys are handling Micah Parsons.
I think that if you look, do a deep dive into the, so if you were to say, take the average value of a contract and use that as the value, and then you look at the amount they're actually getting charged on the cap, the Cowboys are actually pretty, like, 275, like, I'm obviously simplifying, 275, and they're about 275 with a big hit from Dak. You look at other teams, Ravens, who are really smart with how we can legally use things like voidable years, et cetera, and you're getting an average value on the field of, like, $350 million versus over 275, meaning they're able to be smart with the way contracts are written, so you never get into this position. The Cowboys, sometimes you have to take your medicine, and they've been doing this since 2015. We've seen contracts be very last minute, very pushed out towards the end, very unstable. And in doing so, then you kind of get this weird, okay, we have to pay in this awkward way. Leverage is unbalanced. And while Dak Prescott's leverage is much different, because it's who's going to take a quarterback in September on a team, you know, that's just an unheard of thing to do. Whereas, like, a pass rusher, I don't think there's a team in the league that couldn't find a way to use Micah Parsons if they could afford him.
Cynthia Freeland, always great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys. Have a great one. I can't believe it's 23 days away.
There we go.
We are almost there. Football season. IA Hall of Famer Cynthia Freeland, thanks as always. We appreciate you. Coming up next, it's T-Bone Time. I don't know how you follow that up.
I can't.
TMI.
No, he's got it all in his marble notebook.
Yeah, there you go.
He's ready to go.
Is that a red marble?
Yeah, it is a red marble.
I don't know that I've seen that before. But yeah, floor is yours. What do you got?
Well, we said about 20 minutes ago, interim manager Tony Mancelino announced that Felix Bautista, Zach Eflin, they're both done for the season. But there were several other announcements. How different could this starting rotation look? We will tell you next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.